It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team. I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight?
Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Who's all right? Wait a minute. This is the Caddyshack theme, so we're going to go right to the caddy. This is Caddy Mike Correo. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Edwin Watts Radio Golf Show here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. I'll be in carrying the bag without the player, I guess.
The super looper today.
The super looper is going to be the super Looper
leader.
Today. Leader. The fearless leader.
Fearless leader.
Of the Edwin Watts Radio Show. Tom has some stuff to do at the golf shop, I believe. So if you're out there, go see Tom and buy some stuff and make him work a little bit. He's not going to be here. But he may be here later, but I think he's going to be tied up today. So in any case, welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us. As always, we're brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf. Home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee, which is rare in retail or anything else in life for that matter. We have two great locations here in the Jacksonville area. Tom's store is on Shad Road, Phillips Highway and Shad Road near Avenues Mall, just north of the 95 junction there. So you can go see him and the gang there, or at the beach store off of A1A, Butler Boulevard, kind of near where Trader Joe's is and Bed Bath & Beyond and Marsh Landing Parkway, that kind of thing. So go see them all day today. They'll be happy to let you try the latest and greatest of equipment. Always custom fitting at Edwin Watts. We understand that while all of you have a love, at least most of the time you love golf, I suppose, when you play, right, Leslie? Love of the golf, but at least you'll know that it's fit to you. You know, mm-hmm. That's what we do. It's an individual sport, so we always understand that you need what you need, and they're very good at doing that. So joining me today is Leslie Fisher, LPGA at Windsor Park. Who is one of the great local teachers in the area and works at Windsor Park. Good morning, Leslie.
Morning, Caddy Mike.
Nice to see you. And also another special guest. I decided that Matthew said, if you're going to host Caddy Mike, you need to get as many members of superior gender in there as you can.
You've got some pretty good company today.
So we have Margaret Downey with Executive Women's Golf Association. And a player herself. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. Thanks for the invite. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so throughout the show, if you have a question, we welcome questions. 904-641-1010. I'll see if, I'm sure Tom had something to give away probably, but he's not here. So if I can find something, I will. But otherwise, we encourage you to call in. If you have any questions or comments about what's going on in the world of golf these days, please do. If you have any kind of a swing or instruction question for Leslie, I know a lot, not so much about the swing. I know a lot about course management. I have a lot of experience playing and being around people that know what they're doing. And if you have any questions about Executive Women's Golf Association, you can certainly call and ask Margaret. We'll probably ask her to talk a little bit about that maybe at the start of the next segment to give everybody a good overview, so you want to be ready for that. So what's going on?
There's a lot going on around town. It's a little chilly today.
Yes,
but for the most part, February and the beginning of March has been perfect golfing weather.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, just if you haven't gotten out already, you're running out of excuses.
Yes. It was a lot warmer. We've had a lot of, the courses are in really great shape. Mm-hmm. So it's been really nice for that. There is something actually going on locally today. Mm-hmm. The Tim Tebow Foundation charity golf classic is going on as we speak at TPC Sawgrass, so you still have time to go out and see that today. Mm-hmm. They had a shotgun start at, I want to say, 9 o'clock, Leslie.
Maybe they waited for it to warm up a
Maybe
little bit.
Maybe waited for it. Could have. That's right. Waited for it to warm up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And there'll be players on all the holes. And those type of events normally take about 5 hours probably to get around.
For a big event like 18 that, holes. They'll have the big sponsors on
Yes,
hole
lots of sponsors. They have lots of activities. It'd be great for the kids. I was at the program reception last night, so got a chance to meet, Billy Horschel and Josh Gobe and a lot of players. And there'll be a lot of players he knows from football and other sports out there. Duck Dynasty.
I was going to say, I know last year the big thing was everybody from Duck Dynasty was there.
Yes. So a lot of, they were there last night. It was a fun event. Sawgrass does everything right. They do a great job with all that. Last night they were able to raise a lot of money for the foundation. And today they're going to enjoy themselves and play some golf. So feel free to support that event. Go to timtebowfoundation.org if you have any questions as far as that goes.
Nice.
Okay. Well, we're getting ready to come up on a break, but I guess we could mention what's happening right now on the tours, the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Last week, they were in Honda, and It was a par 70 course that played very difficult. You know, people have talked a lot lately about, well, how can they stop these guys that can hit the ball 350 yards or whatever? Well, wind does and water does and hazards does and tough course and pin positions. And so, but it came down to the winner last week, Justin Thomas. And he ended up 7 under par. He tied Luke List in regulation after 72 holes. JT made a birdie on the last hole to tie him to go into overtime. So that moves him to number 3 in the world golf rankings. He won the PGA last year. So he's really kind of established himself as one of the top players in the world at this point in time. Tiger Woods did play a very good tournament last week, finished tied for 12th, finished with a 70, very consistent. He's still, I believe, what do you think, Leslie? I think it's just not playing a lot, so one or two shots there that would make the difference between a 68 and a 72 or 3. But as far as his physical condition, looks good. And
that's
he's committed to play next week at Innisbrook in the Valspar Championship and the week after at the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando.
And what he was talking about, you know, he mentioned before that tournament that he's still trying to get back into tournament shape.
Yes.
Not just good golf shape, not just striping it on the driving range, but getting used to being in competition and in front of the camera, in front of all the crowds, and having all of those types of distractions around him again.
Yes.
So
that's it. And that's part of the deal.
I think he's doing very well.
I do too. And you can see CBS and everybody is salivating at the prospect of Tiger, right? being back on top or back in the mix coming up to this spring. And the Masters. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a few minutes after some commercials. We'll be back here with the Edwin Watts Radio Hour. Please give us a call at 904-641-1010 if you have any questions or comments about the show. I want to remind everybody we're brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best in the World Golf Hall of Fame. So we'll be right back live on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Gentlemen, this is the real thing.
Dan Hicken.
This is what you've been trained for.
Three makes deadhead.
Jeff Prosser.
Side.
You are America's best.
One makes over the guy. One makes over the guy.
Mornings on 1010XL.
If you've been out on the course in the last couple of weeks and you've heard any of these words from your playing partners, well, hello, Shankopotamus. Wow, worm burner. Chili dip. Oh, nice three, Jack. Or the ever-dreaded four. Well, it's really time to stop into one of the three Edwin Watts golf shops to see the Watts guys. It might be your clubs need some minor adjustments or tweaks. Maybe your trusted flat stick isn't so trustworthy anymore. Maybe your big dog isn't the beast it used to be. And, well, maybe it's you. Edwin Watts Golf Shops has the latest equipment and a state-of-the-art golf simulator to cure you of those yips, shanks, and dips.
See the Watts guys at A1A and JTV in Jack's Beach and on Phillips Highway near Shad Road.
So really, if you're tired of being a $9 cab ride behind your playing partners, see the Watts guys.
Let's go behind the scenes at a local jewelry store staff meeting.
For today's meeting, I made a handout entitled The Four C's, How We're Going to Beat Global Diamonds. First C, copy. Just copy everything Global says and does. We're copying their ads, copying their sales presentation, copying everything. Second C, confuse. Refer back to the first C. We'll confuse people and make them think we are Global Diamonds. Third C, change. Change the subject. We all know Global beats us on price and selection and guarantees, so keep the focus on how we've been around for decades. Fourth C, commission. Close that sale before they have a chance to visit Global and collect your commission. Now go get them.
Old-fashioned jewelry stores will do just about anything to keep you away from Global Diamonds. But don't be misled. Global Diamonds has the guaranteed best prices in Jacksonville, the strongest warranties, the highest quality diamonds, and a no-risk, no-pressure experience. Global Diamonds, official jeweler of the Jacksonville Jaguars. At the Markets at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
Mike Dempsey here for Harry's Razors. And what I love most about a Harry's Razor is just how close the shave is for a great price. You know how two ordinary guys were fed up getting ripped off by razors, started Harry's to fix shaving? Well, they stripped out the unnecessary cost to deliver customers a perfect razor at an amazing price. And they're able to deliver amazing quality blades for only $2 a blade compared to four or more at the drugstore. When you get the Harry's trial set, it includes a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and convenient travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they're offering you a special trial offer for free. You heard that right. Just redeem your trial offer, a $13 value, which is all yours when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of my show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code Mike at checkout. You'll get a post-shave balm, also included, absolutely free of charge. That's harrys.com. Use promo code Mike. Start shaving better for half the price with the convenience of home delivery with Harry's Razors at harrys.com.
Northside, live local radio for Jacksonville. 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
What is golf? Watts is golf. Edwin Watts Golf, America's most trusted golf retailer for over 40 years. With locations at Phillips Highway in Jacksonville and South 3rd Street in Jacksonville Beach, they've got your neighborhood covered. Edwin Watts Golf is your number one source for equipment, apparel, and accessories from golf's leading brands. Stop by to sample the latest golf equipment, browse the latest trends and styles, demo the newest clubs from TaylorMade, Callaway, Titleist, Ping, and many more. Using their state-of-the-art simulators, the Watts guys will help fine-tune your game and equipment. Whether you're an accomplished player, a novice, lady, or junior, Edwin Watts Golf has the widest selection of products to perfectly fit your game and style. Enjoy their award-winning customer service and extensive product knowledge. Make your friendly neighborhood Edwin Watts Golf Shop your golfing home away from home. Visit their stores in Jacksonville and Jack's Beach.
I'm Cece Underwood of Keller Williams Jacksonville Realty. If you hear an interview on 1010XL that you wish your friends heard, tell them. Go to 1010XL.com on demand. And when you're looking to buy, sell, or build a home, visit sellingwithcece.com.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, and turn it up if you want to. I would turn it up when Leslie's talking and when Marg is talking, and then you could turn it down a little bit when Caddy Mike's talking. Just kidding. Welcome back to Edwin Watts Radio Show here on 1010XL. Thank you very much for joining us here. We appreciate you listening, and we want to ask for your participation on the next 45 minutes. Please feel free to call 904-641-1010. If you have any questions or comments about anything in the world of golf. Okay, we're going to get right to our special guest. We've mentioned it throughout the years here, and Leslie has mentioned our relationship with the Executive Women's Golf Association, which is a magnificent organization here all over the country, I guess, all over the world, but certainly they have a great organization group here in Jacksonville area. So I want to introduce Margaret Downey. She can tell us a little bit about how it is and how important it is, not just for golf relationships, but relationships in general, networking in general for all kinds of women.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, really that's the premise of what EWGA was founded on in 1995 by a handful of women down in the West Palm Beach area who felt a little disadvantaged not being able to play golf and use it as a business tool. So those women formed the organization. So EWGA is 27 years old as a national organization, 22 years old here in the Jacksonville area, where we have a chapter of a little over 100 women who just love to play golf.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That's great.
So the whole premise of the organization is to help women learn, play, and enjoy golf for business and for life. So focusing on introducing women to the game who want to learn, helping organize lessons with folks like Leslie, you know, to get them started in golf, but then to create a series of events throughout the year where women can come together, network, just enjoy golf, and meet other like-minded women who love the sport.
That's awesome, because Leslie, isn't one of the toughest obstacles to overcome is people would say, I can't join that. I'm not a good golfer. Or there's an intimidation factor there.
I find a lot
I'm uncomfortable in that situation, but I'd love to meet, you know, other people that have common interests.
Yeah, and especially even ladies that have been to the driving range and have very good golf swings and they know the different types of mechanics and the ways to play, they're still intimidated and they don't feel like they have a go-to place to get out onto the golf course.
Yeah, the golf course experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually
so this
playing.
Is a great time to network and get to see, you know, there are a lot of ladies out there that are beginning or there are a lot of ladies out there that are competitive. And what EWGA does really well is that they have a nice mix.
Yeah, actually, EWGA at the national level runs the largest women's amateur golf competition in the country. Through a series of local events that move into regional events and a national championship, more than 2,400 women will compete in that championship series every year, culminating with a winner. And then locally, we're doing a lot, particularly with Edwin Watts, who is sponsoring for us a three-tournament series, again this year for the third year, where ladies can compete in a flighted tournament and win some great prizes. So there are a lot of women that enjoy that competition. We have some great players in the organization. But also, really part of our mission is to help introduce women who really want to learn to the game and to help them get comfortable, acquainted with the course, and begin to use golf as a business tool.
Yeah, I mean, they figure, why not? I mean, men have been using golf course, country club memberships
it's a write-off.
for years to be away from their office complex and have, like on a golf course, you can have 4 or 5 hours of interaction,
right?
You know, without the restrictions of interruptions from office and business type thing. So it's such a great principle to do this. Now, in our area, how does someone go about getting the information they need if they're interested in joining or finding out more information?
Well, we have a website, EWGAJacks.com. And a Facebook page, EWGA Jacksonville, where we post information about all of the events that are coming up. And then every year we have a tee-off, and that's coming up on March the 10th at Queens Harbor Golf
kickoff,
and Country
right?
Club. It's the kickoff of our season, so we'll have the majority.
That's next Saturday, week from today.
Yeah, we'll have the majority of our ladies there for a brunch where we talk about the schedule for the year and what's going on. And then they'll get to play either 9 or 18 holes after that brunch. So it's a great way to get the season started and for ladies to bring friends that they want to introduce to the organization so they can meet us and get acquainted with the organization.
Now, if you wanted to go to the kickoff brunch, do you have to register online beforehand? Or if you're wanting to come out and meet everybody, can you just show up that day?
Well, we would like people to register so we make sure we have enough food for everybody and we can get them, you know, if they want to play golf, scheduled in a foursome. So they can contact me if they would like to at 904-703-5655 to get the details about the event next Saturday. Or if they're not able to make that, just visit the website and look at the schedule. And the registration forms and things for each event are there on the website.
Awesome. I love how EWJ grows the game. And you guys do a lot of outreach type of networking events as well. So the tournament series with Edwin Watts, the kickoff events at Queens Harbor next weekend, and then you also have play days with girls golf events. So you're actually bringing younger girls into the game as well.
Yeah, one of the things we like to do is mentor and give back. So on the 31st of March, we're playing with all the young girls from the First Tee Girls Golf organization here in Jacksonville. And each girl will be partnered with an EWGA lady. And, you know, that helps us with work with them on their golf etiquette, their confidence on the course. Plus, they get to meet other successful women that use golf as a business tool.
Oh, fantastic.
Isn't that amazing?
That's the best. I know KPMG does that with the LPGA. They use that throughout the country, the same principle, because that's the younger you get kids started, the better off they can be. And I know Leslie teaches a lot of young girls golf and uses those first tee principles. And so that's a nice mesh, isn't it?
Well, I think what's interesting is if you look at the statistics from the World Golf Foundation, girls under the age of 17 is the largest growth market in the golf industry. So it's exciting to see so many young girls taking up the game, playing, playing college golf, just learning to enjoy the game. And it will serve them well throughout their career.
Yeah. And our chapter for First Tee here in North Florida, we've started doing more and more and more events for girls golf, or only for girls. Like on last Wednesday, I went to Topgolf. We had a girls kind of networking. It was more about communication. So girls learning how to communicate verbally, non-verbally, and just coming out of your shell. And then we paired it at Topgolf. So obviously it was very fun.
Yeah, it's great to get out there with those young girls. They have so much enthusiasm for golf. Yeah. And as we all know, the inherent skills that you learn from a communication perspective, from a behavior perspective, just from an honesty perspective, which are all the core values that we teach at First Tee, you know, they learn those things and they become life skills for those kids that participate in those kinds of events.
And they become more confident in their ability to use those in different situations. It's awesome. I love it.
That is so cool, and it's something that I've been around these kids who don't think they have, you know, confidence, or they're shy or whatever, but you put them around other kids who can get, and adults, mentors who can get them to come out of their shell, as you said, and make it so that, and it's not just will improve their golf game or that, it's in every aspect of life. I tell people all the time, if you teach kids those nine core values, and none of them have anything to do with all this other, what I call distractions that are out there in society today, the basic principles of honesty, integrity, and perseverance, and so forth, they will make you successful irregardless of what you choose to do with your life, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, it's just amazing when you play a round of golf with these kids. You see their poise, their confidence, and what they're learning. It it is just inspiring. So I that's an opportunity I look forward to every time I can find it.
Fantastic. And so next Saturday, a week from today, is when we have the event at Queens Harbor Golf Course. What time would that be?
9:15 is registration and a vendor fair. We have a 10 o'clock brunch and a short program, and then at 12:30, we'll be out on that golf course having a great time.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
Yep.
Terrific. Well, thank you very much, Margaret. Appreciate that. And if anybody has any questions and you have the information here, please look up on the website. Give me the website again.
EWGAJAX.com.
EWGAJAX.com. Have all the information. You have any questions, you'll be able to do it. Please get involved. Or if you know somebody who might be interested, you're kind of nervous, but you might go with a girlfriend.
Exactly. Bring a friend.
Bring a friend, and then you can find out everything you need to, and it'll really help you using this great game to advance your life.
Thanks.
It's awesome.
Love to see you there.
All right. We got about 3 minutes or so left in this segment. So we were talking a little bit on the break about, we mentioned that JT had won a golf tournament last week, and this week all the pros are going to be in Mexico, or at least the WGC is in Mexico. The top dogs are in Mexico, and so they're playing down there. But we were talking about over the break that when Justin was in his final round, he was heckled a couple times coming in, and on the 16th hole, after the person who'd kind of been not stalking him, but kind of, he was one of those people that he's in your gallery. He's aware,
of
him.
He was the opposite of these life skills that we just
talked
about. He was
the
not
guys
respectful.
Who used the obnoxious, the disrespectful, obnoxious, bad judgment guy in the crowd. So, asking for his ball to go in the water in a bunker or whatever. So Justin, after he hit his perfect shot, turned, pointed the guy out to security and had him
booted,
had him taken out. Mm-hmm. So we were wondering, and maybe you can give us a call in the next segment.
What are your thoughts
about? I mean, because there's the extremes. We know, like, the situation in Arizona at Scottsdale is done on purpose for the 16th hole to create an atmosphere of drinking and loud noise for that particular shot. Everybody knows it's coming, and everybody deals with it. But what has been happening more lately is just because in golf you can stand right next to the players. You know, you get a general admission ticket and you get courtside access, if that makes sense, comparing it to like basketball. Mm-hmm. So you
That's
can
true.
Interact with golfers. They walk right by you. They're if you're like Phil and you're he'll see you in the woods 350 yards from the tee in the left trees, but they're moving amongst you, and you're drinking and you're this or that. So what do you feel about that type of behavior? Have you noticed it more happening, or do you think golfers need to quit worrying and just get on with it? Because in other sports, people are yelling all the time when you're shooting free throws and whatever. But I maintain it's not the same thing. But anyway, I was interested in your opinions on that. So if you have any opinions or comments on that, or the ability of a pro to throw somebody out, let us know. You can give us a call at 904-641-1010. And we'll be back in a few minutes on the Edwin Watts Radio Show, brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best in the World Golf Hall of Fame, live here on 1010XL. And 92.5 FM.
The Jacksonville Giants are back. This Saturday at Veterans Memorial Arena, they take on the South Florida Gold. Get your tickets at JacksonvilleGiants.com and listen to the game on 1010XL this Saturday night at 7. What is golf? Watts is golf. Edwin Watts Golf. Especially in the Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach area. Here are a few things to ponder. You might need the Watts guys if your drive off the tee looks more like a boomerang. And you might need the Watts guys if you've got more than 100 putts in one round. Or you might need the Watts guys if your clubs are older than your teenager. And you might really need the Watts guys if you've recently hit your playing partner while they're sitting in the cart. Or simply, you just might need the Watts guys if you look better than you play. So if any of those things apply to you, then come to the Edwin Watts store on Phillips Highway, Jax, or at 3rd Street South, Jacksonville Beach, The Watts guys have over 50 years of combined golfing experience, and they proudly serve all of Greater Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach areas. Edwin Watts Golf on Phillips Highway. Hey, you're just a chip shot away.
Maybe you're fighting to lose the weight that never seems to stay lost. Maybe you or someone you love has medical issues due to being overweight. Maybe your doctor keeps you up at night because you know the serious effects of being overweight. I'm Dr. Raphael Foss, DC DPSC, and at 904 Thin, we've helped thousands of people on the First Coast just like you. For less than $2 a day, 904 Thin will give you guaranteed results that you've been looking for with unlimited support and services in our four local offices. Go to 904thin.com and enter promo code 1010XL before March 30th, and you'll get a free consultation and body composition analysis normally worth $99. Imagine being free of that excess weight with no injections, no exercise, no hormones, no dangerous appetite suppressants or stimulants, all while eating real food for way less than a cup of coffee a day. Go to 904thin.com and enter promo code 1010XL or call 844-904-THIN before March 30th and finally win the battle to lose that weight. I guarantee it.
High efficiency, high performance. The next generation of appliances at the Home Depot is everything except high priced. Right now, save up to 25% on top brands like LG, Maytag, Electrolux, Frigidaire, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid. Appliances loaded with features that make them smarter, easier to use, and now easier to afford. Upgrade today and save up to 25% only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through March 7th.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
It's that time of year and spring is finally here and the grass is turning greener. Come check out the new 2018 Gravely Zero Turn Mowers at McClenny Equipment and Tractor. Buy now and take advantage of 0% financing with approved credit on Gravely Commercial Mowers and save thousands during the Gravely Mow the Distance sales event. Going on March 15th through the 24th at McClenny Equipment and Tractor. Call today at 259-4277 for all the details. That's McClenny Equipment and Tractor.
If you've been out on the course in the last couple of weeks, and you've heard any of these words from your playing partners. Well, hello, Shankopotamus. Wow, worm burner. Chili dip. Oh, nice three, Jack. Or the ever-dreaded four. Well, it's really time to stop into one of the three Edwin Watts golf shops to see the Watts guys. It might be your clubs need some minor adjustments or tweaks. Maybe your trusted flat stick isn't so trustworthy anymore. Maybe your big dog isn't the beast it used to be. And, well, maybe it's you. Edwin Watts Golf Shops has the latest equipment and a state-of-the-art golf simulator to cure you of those yips, shanks, and dips.
See the Watts guys at A1A and JTV in Jack's Beach and on Phillips Highway near Shad Road.
So really, if you're tired of being a $9 cab ride behind your playing partners, see the Watts guys.
They're beautiful.
What?
They're smart.
What?
They're fun.
Woo!
And they know sports.
Whoa.
Helmets and Heels, built by Dreamfinders Homes and presented by Underwood Jewelers and American Window Products.
Tuesday nights at 7
on 1010XL.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. This is Caddy Mike Correo with Leslie Fisher, LPGA, here in studio. So we welcome you back. We were talking toward the end of that break there. Oh,
and our special guest, Margaret Downey from the EWGA.
Margaret Downey from the EWGA. Hello, is this on? Excuse me. And our very special guest, Margaret Downey, Executive Women's Golf Association, who also is joining us this morning. Thank you, Margaret. We wanted to encourage people to call in if you have any questions for Margaret or Leslie or me, or have any comments about situations as far as spectators and golf and etiquette. Should the etiquette that golfers apply to their games and on and off course also apply to a certain extent, at least, to the fans and fan behavior?
So I think it's kind of difficult when a fan, maybe not a golfer, but somebody that wants to go to the tournament to have fun, goes to an event like out in Scottsdale, and they're encouraged to heckle and yell and be loud and rowdy.
Yes.
And then
bring a college basketball game mentality to a golf event.
And then there's another, you know, maybe they go to another tournament and they're not really a golfer. They don't really know the etiquette on how to act. And so that's been their experience. And they do it again. And
right.
then, you know, JT kicks them out.
Right.
You know. So I think that it's kind of difficult to transition from one to another one. But it is our responsibility to kind of know how should I act in each situation.
I think so. Because in a golf situation, you can impact the event. I mean, if during mid swing, if it's relatively quiet and you're yelling something in mid swing, a golfer can flinch, can and miss it. And if you hit one shot, can cost two or three strokes. Hitting in the water, double bogey, coming down the end of the of a tournament can change the outcome of the event. So that's the thing that I think most golfers will tell you that that's if that is eliminated, they'll be okay. They understand there's going to be noise. Like the people that play with Tiger, for instance. You saw how many people were following Tiger. Well, that affects the people not only in Tiger's group playing with him, but the people behind
and in front.
And in front as people are scrambling to get position. You talk about etiquette. Like, let's say I made my 3-foot putt for par, Tiger does, and now all of his fans are going to the next hole. There's two other players still to putt, that kind of stuff. So the people that play with him have to understand that's part of the situation.
Right.
When you're in that type of a group.
Yeah. Margaret, when you've been playing, because I know you play, how do you block out distractions or how do you focus yourself? On each shot when you are playing?
I mean, you just have to get over that shot and and be focused, you know. But that kind of extreme noise that we're talking about, I don't care how well focused you are over that putt,
it's going to affect you.
It's going to affect you, you know. And you don't usually have that kind of noise unless it's the crowd noise that bleeds over from an amazing shot on another hole.
Yes.
But with what we're talking about this morning, this kind of rowdy fan base that's becoming fans of the PGA and the LPGA, you know, the mix of fan behavior is definitely changing.
Yeah, and it happens in, because like the Ryder Cup, people are used to that type because it's a partisan team event. So you take sides. What golf is not used to is people, it's used to people cheering great shots by everyone, right, Margaret, like
correct.
You were talking, but not taking sides and rooting against necessarily.
Right, I think we are starting to see more people rooting against golfers. Like, there's always been like the couple guys that heckle, you know, when Sergio's hitting and they're like, pull it
in the water,
in the
Sergio.
Water. Don't go in the water on the left. What? Who says that? But now they're actually, you know, when somebody is hitting a very good shot, they're now rooting against him like that with Justin Thomas. That you know, he striped it down the middle and the guy's saying, get in the bunker.
Right.
Not, hey, there's a bunker over there. It's like rooting for him to fail.
For him
and
to fail.
And I don't think that that's very good for him.
And I think you're right about, I just now thought when you said about the Scotts, it's like the Scottsdale syndrome, because in Scottsdale, when you hit a shot that's just slightly off, they're booing.
They're booing.
Yeah. I mean, you miss the green, a par three, all of a sudden they're booing, or you don't make two, or you leave it, your tee shot short, God help you,
which
leave it under the hole.
Entertaining.
Yes.
But players are going into that and they're expecting that at a different course or a different tournament. They're not expecting to have to deal
it's
with
carrying
that,
over.
You know, so maybe it's something that as a pro, they're going to have to start to anticipate that too.
Yeah.
But doesn't some of that go to basic principles of sportsmanship?
Yeah.
Both for the players and the fans. I mean, in all sports, you know, we're not cheering, hoping that someone makes a bad shot or misses a pitch when they swing or whatever the sport is, you know. Sportsmanship is supposed to help. Supposed to bring us together. Sports are supposed to bring us together, you know, not divide us. And, you know, I think it just goes to some of the underlying values and morals in society today. You know, we see some of that deteriorating.
Yeah, I think so. Respect and courtesy and things like that are lacking or not as common. It's like common sense is not as common as it used to be. Common courtesy is the same way. Mm-hmm. Okay, but they are playing outdoors and amongst people, so it's going to be one of those things that, and I think that the people that do it, if they realize how dumb it makes them look, you know, because for the rest of the week, you'll be the guy that got tossed out the rest of your life. You'll be the guy that, you know, and if that's how you want to be known, well, well, there you have it.
Well, there you have it.
Speaking of the first tee, they had a banquet, a retirement for Joe Louis Barrow Jr., who was the CEO, I guess, of the first tee, a son of Joe Louis, the famous boxer. And he retired after 18 years as CEO of the World Golf Foundation and the first tee. In North Florida, you talk about the impact, Leslie. 70,000 youth in eight counties with 17 program locations, all the core values we talked about, perseverance, which is Barrow's favorite, because it impacts the others. Honesty, integrity, sportsmanship, respect, confidence, responsibility, courtesy, and good judgment. If you don't persevere in life and on the golf course, you cannot succeed. Mm-hmm. If people don't give up, they respect themselves. Margaret was talking about this earlier, and then you have confidence. Judgment comes into play, sportsmanship. If adversity comes, you can deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can keep going. And so I understand they also, don't they have these in schools now, Leslie? Like 8,000 schools and 1,200 districts offer introductions to golf with the first tee and the core values and the healthy habits.
Yep, what we're doing is we're starting to work with the schools. And Margaret, you might know a little bit more about this than I do, but we have integrated into the PE classes. And so a lot of the schools have snag equipment, which are the big oversized golf clubs. And kids are learning the basics of golf on how to swing. But each of those lesson plans are incorporating one of the core values in a really quick, easy way for the kids to catch, you know, respect this week or judgment next week, along with playing a game. So it's putting those two together, and the kids are learning, you know, values without really knowing that they're learning them.
Yeah, it's a great program to introduce kids to golf, even though it is with the snag equipment. And as an example, in Duval County, it's mandated as a course in PE.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, you
We're
know, that's
tons
great.
Of little golfers right
now. I'm all for mandated PE. And, man, you know, we talk all about in the future about people's health and activities with all the electronic devices and all the time that is spent. Why wouldn't you make it something that you have every day, every week?
Yeah, and the hope is they'll pick up on one of those great core values, but also it will generate some interest in golf, and then those kids will migrate from that National Schools Program introduction into a more in-depth program with the first tee.
Yeah. Perfect.
That's fantastic. So thank you, Dr. Barrow. Thank you, Leslie and Margaret and the people that put all the dedication and their time into it. North Florida Junior Golf Association, another one of the great organizations in our area, have recognized Jack Aschenbach again for his contributions. And we also want to mention again that Edwin Watts Golf Shops are having for sale tickets to the Players Championship, the 2018 Players Championship, which is coming up now. Here before you know it, probably about 2 months or so.
It's already March.
It's already March 3rd, so in a couple months. So you can get these any day tickets available at Edwin Watts. They're $50 a piece, so you can get four for $200. And if you can change the day, if you are dealing with weather or people's schedules changing, you can go Sunday or Wednesday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So, and all the money donated goes to North Florida Junior Golf Association and all these programs with the first tee to help young people improve their lives through golf. So we want to thank everybody who participates.
Yeah, and while you're out there at the TPC, come by the challenge hole.
Yes.
You know, because you can hit balls there in the replica hole of number 17, and all the proceeds there go to the first tee.
Fantastic. Yes, that's one of the great things about golf is like the event last night and today, the Tebow Foundation. It's constantly, every week, golf tournaments say, how can we help the local community? How can we raise as much money as we can to help the local community? It's a great way, as we talked about with the Executive Women's Golf Association, it's always been one of the best ways to network business, to get to know people better than you can get to know them in their in business situations. And one of the other things that, and I was interested in how Leslie feels about this, and Margaret also, can't you tell sometimes more about somebody after playing
four or five hours
about like how honest they are and their integrity and their perseverance and... Because I mean, if you can learn more than like sitting across a table from them. You can learn a lot more about watching somebody play golf, right?
Yeah, in like the business setting, you might have your poker face on, but as soon as you go out to the golf course, like your true personality is going to come out. Yeah,
yeah, and you're watching that person record their score as a five, and you know they had an eight.
Yeah, that's good. Or they rake in those four footers. They take those gimmies. Oh, that's good. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
You're taking mental notes. I'll bring this up later.
When I make that deal, I'll remember.
Yeah, I wonder how honest they're going to be on that business deal. So it's a good point.
In reality, it is. You can really tell how people are, and also because they may be an expert, a CEO at something or what they do or what you know them for. But on the golf course, how do they deal with it when they're not such an expert? How do they deal with when things aren't going so well or stuff like that? Or how competitive, is there competitive, you know, does it get a little bit over the edge on the course? So.
Oh, yeah, they get angry. They wrap that club around the tree.
So, or I played. Well, I don't know anything about that.
I played once with a guy who got so mad he threw his whole bag in the lake.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
And then he went to Edwin Watts and bought a whole new bag.
Bought a whole new set. What do you need, sir? Everything. Why? Everything. Never mind. Yes. So anyways, it's going back to the whole principle we're saying, life skills through golf, and you can really learn a lot about people.
Absolutely.
Through how they behave on the course. You can learn a lot about fans and their interactions, how they behave on the course. Okay, we're going to take our final break. We'll be back in a few minutes on the Edwin Watts radio show, brought to you by the World Golf Hall of Fame and Museum, and brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best with try the G400 Max driver if you want to maximize your distance and direction on the golf course. Live here on 1010XL at 92.5 FM. We'll be right back.
Did you hear the voice too? Did you hear it?
1010XL.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
It's more than that. It's perfect.
Jacksonville Sports Radio, 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
What is golf? Watts is golf. Edwin Watts Golf, America's most trusted golf retailer for over 40 years. With locations at Phillips Highway in Jacksonville and South 3rd Street in Jacksonville Beach, they've got your neighborhood covered. Edwin Watts Golf is your number one source for equipment, apparel, and accessories from golf's leading brands. Stop by to sample the latest golf equipment, browse the latest trends and styles, demo the newest clubs from TaylorMade, Callaway, Titleist, Ping, and many more. Using their state-of-the-art simulators, the Watts guys will help fine-tune your game and equipment. Whether you're an accomplished player, a novice, lady, or junior, Edwin Watts Golf has the widest selection of products to perfectly fit your game and style. Enjoy their award-winning customer service and extensive product knowledge. Make your friendly neighborhood Edwin Watts Golf shop your golfing home away from home. Visit their stores in Jacksonville and Jacks Beach.
Blue here for the Blue Crab House, folks. Spring is here. Nice weather. You know what that means. Fully covered deck with live music on Sundays at the Blue Crab House. How about Tuesday? Dollar Margaritas. For reservations, 264 Crab. Always the freshest crab cakes, seafood platters, crab legs, oysters steamed or on the half shell. I'm talking about the Blue Crab Crab House, located on Julington Creek Road in San Jose.
I'm Julie Harrell. Accidents don't just happen from 9 to 5. They can happen anytime, and usually at the worst time. Holidays, weekends, and even in the middle of the night. Harrell & Harrell will always be there for you, 24 hours a day. We'll be there to help make it better. Call us anytime, day or night, and we'll answer the phone. Call 251-1111. Harrell & Harrell, don't settle for less than you deserve.
Offices, Jacksonville.
What is golf? Watts is golf. Edwin Watts Golf. Especially in the Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach area. Here are a few things to ponder. You might need the Watts guys if your drive off the tee looks more like a boomerang. And you might need the Watts guys if you've got more than 100 putts in one round. Or you might need the Watts guys if your clubs are older than your teenager. And you might really need the Watts guys if you've recently hit your playing partner while they're sitting in the cart. Or simply, you just might need the Watts guys if you look better than you play. So if any of those things apply to you, then come to the Edwin Watts store on Phillips Highway, Jax, or at 3rd Street South, Jacksonville Beach. The Watts guys have over 50 years of combined golfing experience, and they proudly serve all of Greater Jacksonville and Jacksonville Beach areas. Edwin Watts Golf on Phillips Highway. Hey, you're just a chip shot away.
This is 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
So we bid farewell to Goldie the goldfish as she journeys to that big pond in the sky. Amen.
She's still there, Dad.
What?
Goldie's still there, Dad.
Because Dad didn't have Roland Reese Plumbing clean the drains and sewer lines, this little pet funeral is going to take a long time.
All right, we therefore send our Goldie once again to the appropriate place.
She's still there.
For this and all of your plumbing needs, 24 hours a day, call Roland Reese Plumbing at 260-7059 or click plumberinchax.com.
On March 10th, Monster Energy Supercross will be unleashed at Daytona, where the course is unmatched, the riders are unstoppable, and the fan access is unbelievable. See the only Monster Energy Supercross race held at the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona Monster Energy AMA Supercross, an FIM World Championship. It's unlike any other. Get your tickets and trackside access today. Call 1-800-PIT-SHOP or visit DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Listen for the High School Scholar Athlete Wednesdays on The Frangie Show, presented by Southeast Orthopedic Specialists and the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Local Union 234 on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
We're back. Welcome back with Tom Petty from Gator Nation. Matthew, our producer, is a Gator, so he's a proud Gator. I saw
his head's going, yup.
I saw the current Gator coach, Dan Mullen, last night, Matthew, and the former Gator coach, Coach Meyer Urban. I know a lot of you Gators don't like him anymore, but he was there supporting Tim Tebow. Great event. So if you get a chance today, head out TPC Sawgrass and go see all the celebrities and players and raising some money for a really good cause out there. I do want to congratulate my brother Tom, who is now a grandpa, Leslie Fisher, LPGA. Tom Correo, his son Adam, and Adam's wife, Ashley Marie Correo 2.0. Same name as my daughter, but you know, different,
2.0.
Different. And it's the first great grandson, Andrew, named after my father. So it's Andrew C. Correo, another one born last night. Everybody's doing well. So Leslie, I'll be setting him up with some lessons in about 3 to 4 years. We'll set you up. So congratulations.
Go with like 2.5. I've got some small clubs.
Yeah. Congratulations to my brother Tom and all the family. It was a really cool event. So
that's awesome.
Leslie.
it's going to end up being a really nice day for golf. It did start kind of cold this morning, but it's warming up and the sun's out.
In the 60s now.
Mm-hmm. At Windsor Park, we are hosting our Windsor Cup, which is a new event for us. You know, I've been pushing membership and telling everybody about how Windsor's membership has just exploded. And so we are doing a Ryder Cup within our own membership. So we fielded a team. We had a draft party on Thursday.
Nice.
So we had two team captains. They got the whole pool of the list of members, and they got to pick who they wanted on their teams.
Oh, fantastic.
And, you know, they're all color coordinated today and out there playing in a match play format. So I want to say good luck to everybody and congrats to the team that wins. And I love everybody anyway.
Fantastic. So I can go out and heckle if I want to.
No, this is not a time or place for that one. No, but it's pretty good. It's a one day.
That's awesome.
This one ended up being a one day event. Front nine, back nine, two different games.
I want to encourage everybody that to play games of golf when you go out there, right, Margaret? You don't have to just play. We're
going
to play stroke play again. Mm-hmm. Have a match, play different games, mix it up a little bit, because the idea is to have fun.
Yeah.
Golf is a game for life. It's a game that you can play for a lifetime with life lessons that you can use in your entire life. I want to remind everybody, Margaret, remind everybody about the Executive Women's Golf Association.
Yep, coming up next Saturday, our tee off at Queens Harbor. So if you're out there, ladies, and you're thinking about learning to play golf, we'd love to have you come and get engaged with the Executive Women's Golf Association. We can help you get started and on the path to enjoying a great sport for the rest of your life.
Fantastic. And thanks again to all the Edwin Watts Golf Shops on Shad Road and also at the beach. Thank you very much to Ping Golf. We appreciate their support and sponsorship in the World Golf Hall of Fame. So we want to encourage everybody to go out there, have a good time, treat other people the way you want to be treated, and your life will work out a lot better. And please don't text and drive. We'll see you next week.
Golf cart.